Welcome to the Fox Corporation 2023 Annual Meeting of Stockholders, and thank you for attending the meeting. We realize that you may have questions that you would like to ask today. We request that everyone please be mindful to keep their comments and questions to the time allotted. As noted in the rules of the meeting that were provided to you when you registered today, please direct all questions and comments to the Executive Chair. Each speaker who has a question about any of the proposals or the business and operations of the company will be recognized once, regardless of the number of shares the speaker owns or proxies he or she presents. Only one speaker will be recognized for each organization or shareholder. Speakers are limited to one question, which should be no longer than 1 minute in length, and is related to the matters being considered at this annual meeting and to the business of Fox Corporation. The use of cameras, recording devices, and other electronic devices is prohibited at the annual meeting. We ask that you comply with these and other rules of the meeting so that we may conduct an orderly meeting. In the interest of supporting the health and well-being of everyone here today, we also ask that you adhere to the health and safety protocols provided to you and posted on our website. If anyone has not received the rules for today's meeting, please raise your hand and a staff member will bring you a copy now. Thank you. The meeting will now begin.
Cue the video.
We always wait for.
Yeah, everything! Let's go!
You really want to pay attention to it.
Let's light it up!
I'm my cigar out. I like it.
Okay, well.
I have never seen anything like this.
I love it.
Get it!
This is a complex battlefield right now.
From debates to primaries to the general election.
We get right down to business.
And help you see the big picture.
The best somewhere is here.
When you hear the sound.
This is a big game.
Good morning, and thank you all for joining us. I'm Lachlan Murdoch, Executive Chair and CEO of Fox Corporation. On behalf of the Fox Board of Directors and my colleagues, it is my pleasure to welcome you to our annual meeting of stockholders. Joining me this morning on stage are directors, Mr. Chase Carey, Mr. Roland Hernandez, Chair of the Audit Committee, Speaker Paul Ryan, Chair of the Nominating and Corporate Governance Committee, Mr. Bill Burke, Director Nominee, Ms. Peggy Johnson, and Director Nominee, Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Aviyah Din, our Chief Legal and Policy Officer, is also on stage, and John Nallen, our Chief Operating Officer, and Steve Tomsic, our Chief Financial Officer, are in the third row. Since we just provided a review of fiscal 2023 on our recent earnings call, this morning I will touch on the great start we are having to fiscal 2024. But before I do that, I first want to acknowledge and congratulate my father, who is also with us today, as we mark his transition to Chairman Emeritus of Fox, the unique and strong company he has built over so many years. Let's take a quick look back at his astonishing 70-year career to date.
Our boss
boss, Rupert Murdoch, is transitioning from chair of our parent company, Fox Corporation.
His life's work shaped the world we know today, whether in film, television, internet, or print. We are informing, entertaining, and inspiring people around the world. It all began in South Australia.
I started a little newspaper.
From there, an empire was born.
We managed to parlay that single newspaper into a global media force which today ranks among the biggest in the world.
Rupert Murdoch is a man regarded by many as having the golden touch.
We're in the business to educate and to service the public. We have to provide an essential service. Part of that service, of course, is to provoke people to think and to have opinion.
He has basically a complete mastery of the newspaper business and all facets of it, advertising, machinery, circulation, printing, editorial.
I like it very much. Just as a question of layout, might have been more effective. It was a full half page.
I did a deal with the directors, the board of the News of the World, who met me and, as a board, voted unanimously in favor of accepting my proposition to them.
In my view, he is the most formidable dealmaker in the world.
Rupert Murdoch owns a lot of newspapers in England and Australia. Today he bought another, the very highbrow London Times.
One of the world's big newspaper barons is getting into the film business. Rupert Murdoch is buying half of 20th Century Fox.
Against the combined competitive and political efforts of the three most powerful communications companies in the world, we launched the Little Fox Network.
Murdoch, the billionaire tyrant, and this is my skybox. Save them!
One of the biggest moves yet. Fox is going to carry the Giants and the rest of the NFC action starting next season.
Fox Television's four-year deal with the NFL begins after the Super Bowl. The man who will be Fox's lead man in the broadcast booth, John Madden.
Shapes the modern media landscape of news, entertainment, and sports on a global basis.
The New York Post has a new deal, a new boss, and a new attitude.
What are your thoughts on Mr. Murdoch returning and he's finding the boss?
It's just sweet. It's wonderful. We're journalists. We're newspaper people. We've been owned by hard carriers, developers, and semi-invitees. It's nice to have a real journalist, a real pro back. We love him.
Still, this company with a deep aversion to complacency, a rich sense of curiosity, and a strong instinct to stand apart from the pack.
He has this constant hunger and desire to keep looking forward and never back. His whole motivation is the next great thing, the next big story.
This is a Fox News update. A big announcement from the man who owns Fox Television. Rupert Murdoch is launching a 24-hour cable news channel.
Fox can will be the news network for the 21st century.
This is an exciting day for all of us at Fox Business Network as we're launching this whole new network.
Rupert Murdoch, $5 billion, Dow Jones. That's all you need to know.
This is the greatest newspaper in America, one of the greatest in the world. It's great journalists which deserve, I think, a much wider audience.
Over a career that spanned seven decades, Rupert Murdoch built a business that spanned the globe. He met with presidents and prime ministers. He made big bets and bigger deals while fighting for free markets and freedom of speech.
And those of us in media, there's a real challenge here. A world of censorship that seeks to silence conversation, to stifle debate. We stop individuals and societies from realizing their potential.
Now Lachlan Murdoch takes up where his father left off.
Today we're dedicating this incredible space to you.
and calling at Studio M.
Thank you.
We're inspired by your passion for journalism and for news, and it's inspired us for the last 25 years at Fox News and for the next 25 years.
And we salute a man who has left an immeasurable impact upon our world. Today, honoring a media legend, our new chairman emeritus, Rupert Murdoch.
I had a wonderful opportunity to make the difference, to have a career, at least to make a difference. I'd like to be remembered, if I am at all, as someone who's a catalyst for change for the good.
Dad, on behalf of the Fox Board of Directors, the leadership team, and all the shareholders who have benefited from your hard work, we thank you for your vision, your insatiable curiosity, and the enduring legacy you leave to the companies you founded and the countless lives you have impacted. We are grateful that you will continue to serve as Chairman Emeritus, and I look forward to your continued counsel and contribution for years to come. Now, let me take a few minutes to share some thoughts on our start to fiscal 24. I'm pleased to report that we began the new fiscal year from a position of strength in spite of headwinds in our industry and wider macroeconomic uncertainty. With a backdrop of an active news cycle and a robust sports schedule, Fox's focused portfolio of assets continues to distinguish itself and deliver exceptional results. On the affiliate side, we have continued to secure constructive renewals which deliver for our partners and reinforce the value of our brands and programming. With respect to advertising revenue, our focus on live sports and news has proven out yet again, with both strong national pricing across our live content and continued strong growth trajectory at Tubi. Fox News continues its lead as the most watched cable news network, beating CNN and MSNBC in total viewers and in the demo for both prime time and total day. We have seen this lead continue and expand in the current quarter, with October viewership increasing over 20% from the first quarter, with over 30% growth in the key demo. With the national and local political races heating up, we expect the 2024 election season to drive strong results across our news properties and local stations. At Fox Sports, we're looking forward to the strongest matchups of our NFL season yet to come, and an exciting postseason as we continue to celebrate the 30th season of NFL on Fox. Additionally, the balance of the fiscal year will give fans plenty to cheer about, with the conclusion to the college football season, the return of NASCAR's Clash at the Coliseum, as well as the new UEFA Euro Championships on Fox for the first time in 2024. The new year will also bring the return of some of our fan favorite series from Fox Entertainment: Animal Control, The Cleaning Lady, Alert Missing Persons Unit, and more will rejoin the Fox primetime lineup for midseason, alongside Gordon Ramsay, The Masked Singer, and Krapopolis, which helped propel us to number one this fall. Tubi continues to evolve the user experience with the recent rollout of Rabbit AI, the ChatGPT-4-powered tool that allows viewers to search smarter and go deeper into Tubi's expansive content offering. Tubi's growing slate of original programming and industry-leading library continues to attract new audiences, increase viewership, and drive advertising revenue growth. The strength of our market-leading brands and our unique mix of assets continue to be the catalyst driving the business forward, while also emphasizing our strong and differentiated position relative to our peers. We remain committed to delivering the best quality content to our viewers and value to our shareholders in a thoughtful and disciplined manner. As always, we are grateful for your confidence, and we value your support. Before I wrap up, I want to acknowledge the work of our courageous staff tirelessly reporting from war zones around the world. Most recently, our teams in the Middle East have been working around the clock in the most challenging and heart-wrenching of circumstances to provide our viewers with the latest news as well as deep analysis and essential commentary on this conflict. In addition to the war, we have also sadly witnessed a surge of anti-Semitism both abroad and at home in our own communities. It is important that we all stand up, that we expose and address all forms of anti-Semitism. Fox has dedicated large amounts of airtime to share public service announcements with the Stand Up to Jewish Hate campaign. Prior to that, we made a $1 million donation to United Jewish Appeal as they immediately mobilized to provide urgent relief to terror-affected families in Israel. This is in addition to the generous financial support of our audiences and our employees. I want to thank everyone for their support in standing up to hate of all kinds. And now, onto the formal business of this meeting. Joining us today from Ernst & Young, the company's independent registered public accounting firm, is Ian Edelston. In accordance with the company's bylaws, I hereby appoint Jim Wraith from the American Election Services as the independent inspector of election for this annual meeting. This meeting is held pursuant to a notice of annual meeting of stockholders mailed on or about September 22, 2023, to each record holder of a share of common stock on September 19th of 2023. A list of holders of the company's Class B common stock entitled to vote at this meeting has been available at the company's headquarters for the past 10 days. All documents concerning the call and notice of this meeting are available here today and will be filed with the records of the meeting. The Inspector of Election has examined the proxies received and reports that holders of a majority in voting power of all of the outstanding shares of Class B common stock entitled to vote at the meeting are present in person or represented by proxy. Therefore, I hereby declare a quorum present for the meeting. On behalf of our Board of Directors, I would like to express my appreciation to all stockholders who returned their proxies. It is now 10:18 a.m. on November 17th, 2023. The polls are now open for voting. Those stockholders voting in person should mark their ballots, and a company representative will be available to collect them for tabulation. Those of you who requested a ballot so that you could vote in person here were provided with a ballot when you entered the meeting. Ballots are also available in the room where registration took place. However, we urge stockholders to allow their proxies to stand. You will have an opportunity to ask questions after all matters being submitted to the stockholders for vote are presented. Please hold your questions until that time. The first matter to be acted upon by the stockholders is Proposal 1, the election of directors. The board has nominated Tony Abbott, William Burke, Chase Carey, Roland Hernandez, Peggy Johnson, Paul Ryan, and me to serve as directors. If elected, these director nominees will each serve a one-year term expiring at the 2024 annual meeting or until their successors are duly elected and qualified. Proposal 2 is for the ratification of the selection of Ernst & Young LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024. And Proposal 3 is for an advisory vote of executive compensation. I will now present the results from the Inspector of Elections preliminary report based on the proxies we have received. The Inspector of Elections final report will be filed with our corporate secretary following the meeting. A preliminary report of the Inspector of Election reflects that a majority of the eligible votes cast have been voted for the election of each of the directors, for the ratification of the selection of Ernst & Young as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024, and for the approval of executive compensation. Thank you very much for your support. We will report the final results of this meeting in an SEC filing, which we'll make after the market closes today. Now, if you are a stockholder and have a question regarding any of the proposals or regarding the business and operations of the company, you may step up to the microphones and present the blue or green admission ticket that you received upon registering with the company representative. Before asking your question, please state your name and affiliation. As noted in the rules of the meeting that were provided to you when you registered today, each speaker will be recognized once, regardless of the numbers of shares the speaker owns or proxies the speaker represents. Only one speaker will be recognized for each organization or shareholder. Each speaker is limited to one question, which should be no longer than a minute in length. We ask that you comply with the rules of the meeting so we can conduct an orderly meeting and those who would like to speak have an opportunity to do so. So, at this time, stockholders may proceed to the microphones to ask any questions.
Where is the microphone?
The microphone
behind you.
Coming around. Oh, there you go.
John Chevedden, shareholder. And I just have a question on executive pay. If there's any incentive in the executive pay plans to prevent a recurrence of the Dominion and Smartmatic-type lawsuits with the 2024 election coming up, because it's already cost like $700 million for Dominion, and we don't know how much Smartmatic and any other lawsuits might cost, and it's stated here that we expect a strong performance during the election year, and asking whether there are any incentives in the executive pay package to prevent a recurrence of Smartmatic and Dominion.
Mr. Chevedden, thank you very much for your question, and thank you for your attendance at our annual meeting. This is a compensation question. I'll defer to Chase Carey, who serves on our compensation committee of the board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the question. Our compensation packages address both qualitative and quantitative measures. We think they're comprehensive, and therefore I think they deal with performance in a way that really measures all the appropriate things we need to measure and how business is conducted. So I do think the qualitative, and particularly the area you're touching on, the qualitative factors, as well as obviously to some degree the quantitative ones, do capture issues like that.
Well, is this something new then? Was this in operation for the last election?
So we are obviously always continuing to refine it. It's certainly not new this year. We measure those issues this year, and we made those judgments in determining what the bonus payouts were. But certainly those elements have been there before. So again, I think we are always trying to make sure we're on top of refining those, what is important, what are the qualitative factors, what's the right quantitative measures that should be encompassed in appropriately measuring compensation.
So it doesn't seem to be any change from the last election then. You can't name any changes from the last election.
I think they're refinements.
If you can specify, if there's any specification.
So probably going into details on what the qualitative factors are. On the quantitative side, our primary measure is focusing on EBITDA. The qualitative side, again, has a number of factors that are adjusted as we go through, as we go through each year and continue to address what we think is important to have the companies operated.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Chairman. Well, just to conclude, if you think of anything in specific, you can contact me. Please reach out to me if you can expand upon your answer after giving some more thought.
Okay. I think the factors are addressed, in disclosures, we do make. So I do think there are details around those factors that are available already.
Thank you, Mr. Chevedden. Are there any other questions? Yes, sir.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, board, executives, Fox employees, and fellow shareholders. I'm Michael Kellogg. I'm a shareholder. First, I'd like to compliment the board and the company for the way that they've been purchasing and acquiring shares in such a way that it really doesn't affect the balance sheet quarter after quarter. The liabilities and the cash basically remain about the same for 16 quarters, and it's been quite a good job you guys have been doing. My question today would be related to Tubi and its growth. I understand that the domestic growth in Tubi, but I'm curious about the foreign countries involved, such as the ones in Central America and Australia, and maybe you could throw a little light on India. I'm wondering if the Central America and Australia, if we're getting traction after our introduction of Tubi in those countries. Regarding India, I'm curious about these VPNs that have opened up Tubi to some of the Indian citizens, and if that's a positive to us, or if we have plans to also actually open up Tubi in India. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kellogg, for the questions, the question. And then you didn't ask specifically about the buyback and our return of capital shareholders, but I should just address that as well. We are I don't want to use the word proud, and I don't like the word proud, but we are happy with how we've been able to return capital to shareholders via our buyback. We're really able to do so because, you know, we believe we have the strongest and the best balance sheet of any media company today, and it's something that obviously gives us that capacity to both do significant shareholder buybacks like that, and also to grow organically with investments in the business and inorganically with M&A activity. So thank you for that comment on our return of capital to shareholders. On Tubi is growing incredibly well. That's obviously growing incredibly well here in the United States. The engagement of Tubi and the total viewing time that we have and the number of users that we have continues to grow, quarter on quarter, but month on month and week on week. So the number one metric, of any business, particularly advertising based business, is are you getting the viewers? Is your product successful? And that is absolutely the case with Tubi. And of course, advertising and revenue follows from that. And so our advertising revenue has been growing very strongly along with our viewership. The focus has been on the United States. We've just installed a new CEO for Tubi, Anjali Sood, who I'm very happy to report, is doing a tremendous job continuing to drive the strategic growth of that business. It's always a risk when you have a founder, Farhad, who founded Tubi, and you transition to a CEO that's a non-founder, and so far it's gone very well, and we're very pleased with the trajectory of the business. Internationally is one of the next things we need to address. As you mentioned, we are in a number ourselves as Tubi have launched in a number of markets in South and Central America, Mexico, Australia. They're very early days of our international expansion. We'll be careful with our international expansion. We're good stewards of capital, and we want to grow in a positive way. But we'll be disciplined with how much we invest in and in which markets are ready for Tubi to expand in. We have on that point just appointed like 3 weeks ago our new head of international, who's going to be completely focused on the international market. So you'll see further international growth from us. In India, we are not officially in India. People access Tubi, a significant of people access Tubi via VPNs, and unfortunately that limits our ability to monetize India. I think probably there's no detriment to us for that now, and if anything, it expands the Tubi's brand in that market, which we can later address with an official launch if and when we get to that decision. So thank you very much for your question, Mr. Kellogg. Thank you. Are there any other questions? It is now 10:30 a.m. on November 17th, 2023, and the polls are now closed. That concludes the business described in the notice of meeting, and the meeting is now adjourned. I thank you for your attendance. Any shareholder wishing to inspect the minutes should contact our corporate secretary. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
That will conclude Fox Corporation's annual meeting. Thank you for attending.